Masks and helmets. This morning, when I'm about to go to school, my mom says, "Don't forget your mask." I sigh in exasperation. Masks are so annoying to wear. My sight drops on the cover of a book, D-Day. I look at the cover and it shows a scene where the Allies and Axis are fighting. Their weapons and armor are the defenses, and the enemy is the Axis force. For us, the mask is a defense and COVID-19 is the enemy. I am reminded of the war museums I visited while in Hawaii. In my head, I picture a scene where the soldiers start to run, their heavy armor and helmets protecting them from the bullets that whiz past their head. Many bullets hit their helmets, bouncing off uselessly. They fire their guns, throw grenades, and cut through barbed wire fences. Not many make it through, though, and many get heavy injuries along the way. They dig their trenches in enemy territory. Their food is bland and mushy. The water tastes like vomit from their canteens. The uncertainty of life floats through the air. You could send a letter and never get a response. The fragility of life remains on my tongue. You could get killed tomorrow. The soldiers look at the pictures of their family, feeling melancholy if they will ever make it out alive. Now with COVID, I'm grateful that we can still eat delicious food and drink clean, fresh water. We have many online apps to help us communicate with our family members. We are certain of most things in life. COVID-19 is a reminder, lest we forget the soldiers who gave their lives for our country. When I finally put on my mask, I feel it isn't there as a burden. It's a gift that we got just to protect ourselves from the pandemic. We need to respect our veterans even more as they are the most vulnerable. Thank you.